Batone asked me about landscaping during the 9 days. I said, why not landscape? So let's break this question into a few things. Mowing the lawn, planting trees, planting bushes, planting flowers, any of that permitted during the 9 days. So there is a Gemara in Yuvamos, Daf Mem Gimel Amun Aleph, which says you cannot plant and you cannot build during the 9 days. It doesn't specify what you can plant, what you cannot build. So seemingly just taking it at face value, one cannot plant anything. But the Tosafot on the side says from the Yushalmi says that no, it's talking about one can't plant what's called a Netia Shel Simcha. Netia Shel Simcha, the Yushalmi says. What's a Netia Shel Simcha? So the Tosafot refers to Gemara Megillah, Heman Beis, which defines a Netia Shel Simcha as Arvarniki Shamalachim. What's Arvarniki Shamalachim? So Rashi here says it's something that they would plant to create shade for the royal kingdom, for the royal family. Others say that it's referring to when a child will be born, a prince were to be born, they'd plant a tree, which would symbolize the growth of the child of the prince. Somehow it's a Netia Shel Simcha. That's what Tosafot says is referring to. Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Tishba writes in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Siv Beis, he says, Berosh Chodesh Ad Tainis, Mematin B'masa Matin, a person minimizes the work, Ubebinyan Shel Simcha, he doesn't build a building of Simcha, which is like a Beis Chasnas Levno, or some other type of binyan. Ubenetia shel simcha, one cannot plant. Kagon avarniki shel malachim shenotim letzel listofev bitzilo. A person should not plant such trees which the kings would plant in order to produce the shade. So that's what comes out. Sounds like how do you apply this to mowing the lawn? Wouldn't seem like cutting the grass wouldn't be an issue. Planting certain trees, maybe it would be an issue, maybe not an issue. So this was a question that was posed to the Ephraim Greenblatt and Rivlitz Ephraim. And he addressed the question in Or HaChaim Simen Shin Ayin Dal. So he says someone wrote a letter to him, wrote a shayla to him, that they have grass in front of the house, and once a week they'd cut it. Is that allowed during the 9 days? So he quotes from a number of different sources. He had various correspondence with a number of gedolim, and he says as follows. He says, number one is, he doesn't think off the top of his head there should be any isser. Well, on top of the fact that usually it's the gardener, a Goyisha gardener, who's the one doing it, which would be even more room to be leaning, and there's no reason to add any further isurim in terms of cutting the grass. So he had a correspondence with Rav Moshe Bick, he says, and he says, there's no shaila at all. He says, what do you want a guy to, tzarech leisheva b'chibuk yadayim, a person should sit down, you know, closing his arms like that. Well, he has batel mikom lacha mirosh chodesh ve'elach, the guy's going to be batel for 9 days, he can't do anything. Afil b'tishub of atmo, he writes, mutter lasos malacha, certain places you're allowed to do malacha. Now, granted, we don't allow any malacha on Tisha B'Av, but the Mishnah says in Pesachim, some places have the practice that you can do malacha on Tisha B'Av. So he doesn't think there should be any issue, and he thinks on Tisha B'Av itself, you're allowed to have a goy do malacha for you, so there's no reason to aser the 9 days of cutting grass. And he writes further, other correspondence he had, some say a person shouldn't go on a tiul, on a trip during the 9 days. He says, where did that come from? There's no iser of a tiul during the 9 days. Does that mean, he says, every type of simcha, every type of oneg should be also during the 9 days? A guy who likes to eat a certain food, you can't eat it during the 9 days? That would be ridiculous. The only things that are aser are that which the Gemara and Halacha tells us. A binyan shel simcha, a netiya shel simcha, only things that are defined. But to start creating additional isurim, to start asking everything that we enjoy, you can't play games, you can't play basketball, you can't go swimming, you can't play tennis, you can do these things. Only what Halacha, the Gemara and Halacha told us we can't do, only that is asur. And therefore he concludes that one would entirely be allowed to. There shouldn't be any hesitation to allow the gardeners to cut the grass during the 9 days. Fine. That's in terms of cutting the grass. But what about landscaping? What about planting trees, planting flowers? Are these things included in what the Gemara says, Aser, of making these avarniki shamlachim? So in Rav Simcha Barim Kohn, in his Sefer, he quotes a discussion, and he quotes in Rav Moshe that was quoted in a Sefer called Moade Yeshurun, and he says that based in Rav Moshe, it's mutter lintoa ilan oprachim betisha yasayamim. You're allowed to plant trees, you're allowed to plant flowers during the 9 days. And Rav Simcha Barim Kohn comments, he says, I don't know why this would be permitted, because netia, it's dom lebinyan. They compare planting to building. A person is not allowed to build something, an extension in the house during the 9 days. It's laharvacha, it's to expand your house. You're not allowed to do that. To have an extra tree, some bushes, some flowers, he says, that's considered netia shel harvacha, and he thinks it would be aser. And then he even quoted another statement in the name of Moshe, which says you can't cut the grass, you can't mow the lawn on 9 days either. So on one hand, he says you're allowed to plant trees and you're not allowed to cut the grass. Something seems off in how Moshe is being quoted. So the Simcha Baram Cohen himself concludes as follows. I'll read the English what he says. He says, planting for pleasure is prohibited. So this includes shade trees, ornamental shrubs and flowers, fragrance gardens and grass lawns. But regular upkeep of previously planted trees, gardens, etc. is permitted. So weeding, watering, and mowing lawn is all permitted. That's consistent with the Rivos Ephraim. When it comes to making a nice garden and making trees and planting bushes, Rav Simcha Baram Cohen felt that would be inappropriate during the 9 days. Okay, we'll stop here. Send them some more shilas for next week, Yirtzeh Hashem. I need some more topics, guys.